even when I'm writing the historical novels, I find they have great modern impact. The things are universal. Things do not change. Of course, we don't behead people anymore or torture them in dungeons, I guess. I put a little caveat on that one. But there are so many similarities because people are universal.
Hello and welcome back to the Ohio Anna Book Fair. We're here with Karen Harper, a New York Times and USA Today best-selling author. She is a former college English instructor at The Ohio State University and a high school literature and writing teacher. Long, lifelong Ohioan, she and her husband Don divide their time between the Midwest and the Southeast, locations she has used in her books. Besides her American setting, Karen loves the British Isles, where her Scottish and English roots run deep, and where she has set many of her historical Tudor-era mysteries and historical novels. And she won the Mary Higgins Clark Award in 2005. She's given numerous talks to readers and writers across the country, as I think you're going to be doing today.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So welcome, and thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you, Doug.
What kind of questions are you working on right now and thinking about in your current work?
I flip-flop back and forth between doing contemporary books and historical books. And yet I find a lot of similarities in the female characters that I hang the books on, so to speak. My historical writings all are about real people, historical people that Elizabeth I, the Tudors. And my heroines are fictional in the contemporary books, and yet I find a lot of similarities. It has to do with, my writing always has to do with women who are hit by very catastrophic things sometimes, and then how they cope with these events.
In your fiction, how much of an obligation do you feel to engage with issues of current importance?
That's a very good question. Even when I'm writing the historical novels, I find they have great modern impact. The things are universal. Things do not change. Of course, we don't behead people anymore or torture them in dungeons, I guess. I put a little caveat on that one. But there are so many similarities because people are universal. I think my message in my contemporary books is always that you can do it. You can, either with the help of a friend or yourself, you can get through some terrible situations.
How concerned do you think newer writers should be with publications? When should they start worrying about that?
I believe first-time authors, people who are trying to get published for the first time or who are trying to break into a new genre, really need to have their book under total control before they try to get published. I've been published for 26 years, and it's harder to get published today than it used to be. So you have to have something in hand that shows you can finish a novel, and it is your very best work. An agent is good to have, but it's also very, very tough to get an agent. So you have to have your work really squared away before you go looking for an agent or for an editor.
Okay. What's the funniest or best anecdote you've heard about the writing life?
That's a good one. There's so much serious about the writing life, and that's kind of where my mind has been lately in these tough times where everybody's considering where they're going to spend their dollar and that kind of thing. On the other hand, I have met an awful lot of very funny people, and I don't know, I can't come up with one thing, but I would just say if you don't have a sense of humor in this particular a career, you're not going to last very long.
What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading a lot of my own research. Right now I'm going to write another Elizabethan-era book, so I've been doing some very heavy historical-type reading. I've also been really blessed as I have gotten on some of the New York bestseller list that publishers give me books to read for a quote to promote that book. So I've read some excellent books lately that they're asking me to put a quote on. So I binge read between my own writing projects, actually.
That's fine. I don't think I've ever heard anyone call it binge reading.
Yeah, I have a stack of things I eventually get to. I try to read very broadly, and I try often if there's a new writer to read that writer's first book to get a grasp of what they're doing.
What authors have been do you particularly admire?
I taught English and I taught British literature for many years, and I must say that this is going to sound rather boring to a lot of readers, but truly I have learned so much from reading and teaching Shakespeare, from reading and teaching Hemingway, Steinbeck, some of the people you would call the classic American or British writers. So I would almost always pick some of the classic authors that I myself have taught that I've learned the most.
When were you sure you wanted to become a writer?
I always thought I was going to be an English teacher for the rest of my life. And I taught 2 years at Ohio State, and then I taught 16 years in the Columbus Public Schools, Westerville North and Whetstone. When I went to England one time, I was always a ravenous reader, as many people are who teach English. And when I went to England one time, I got an idea for a book, and I just said to myself, I want to try this. I think I can do this. And I never looked back. I still taught for a couple of years while I was writing and then left teaching to write full time.
What final words of advice do you have for readers or writers as they're going around and looking for either things to read or write or new ways of thinking about writing, especially in a digital age as we move into, you have a website at www.karenharperauthor.com?
That's right. When I started, when I was first published in 1982, I was writing on yellow legal pads with a black pen and then typing it 3 or 4 times. It is really absolutely a godsend that we have the digital age here. I not only can revise easier on my laptop, but I actually send my manuscripts back and forth to my editors now by downloads. I mean, it's just absolutely fabulous. I would say, however, to somebody who wants to be published today with all these wonderful gifts we have in technology, that you still have to sit there in the chair, and whether you're looking at a screen or however you write the first time, you still have to put in the hours and get yourself inside that book and turn out a, sad to think of it this way, but this is true for publishing, turn out a product that someone will want to sell. You hate to think of your baby that you've worked so hard on and you love so much being a product, but indeed in this mass market fiction world, it is a product. And It's you believe in yourself, and if you want to do it, keep at it. It's very important also to read magazines like the Writer Magazine or Publishers Weekly that show you the business end of what indeed is a business.
Thank you very much. Enjoy Ohio Anna today.
Thank you. It's great.
Well.
Thank you.